From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Belgian authorities say soldiers neutralized a person at a main Brussels train station. Prosecutor Office spokesperson Eric van der Sipt.
About 8:30, there has been an explosion in Central Station here in Brussels. The suspect has been neutralized by the military that were present at the scene immediately after the explosion.
The suspect has died and no one else appears to be injured in what authorities are calling a terrorist attack. The parents of Otto Warmbier, the American college student who died Monday after being detained in North Korea for nearly a year and a half, said in a statement he had completed his journey home and was at peace shortly before passing away. Doctors in Cincinnati, Ohio, said the 22-year-old had suffered severe brain damage while in North Korea, but that it does not appear clear what caused it. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein said it was unlikely North Korea would hold anyone accountable.
It's a totalitarian government with no concept of the rule of law. No civil rights, no due process, no justice.
The Warmbier family disputed North Korea's claim that he died from food poisoning, saying North Korea had brutalized their son. Brazil's federal police force says it has found evidence that embattled President Michel Temer received bribes to help businesses, investigators said in a preliminary report published on Tuesday by Brazil's top court that Temer deserves to be investigated for corruption. Temer has denied any wrongdoing and has already pledged not to resign. Brazil's attorney general said last month there was enough preliminary indications of wrongdoing for Temer to be investigated. This is VOA. The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee meets on Wednesday to inquire just how extensively Russia penetrated state election systems across the U.S. in last year's presidential election. Michael Bowman reports from the Capitol.
The panel will hear from cybersecurity and counterintelligence officials at the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security, as well as state election officials and a representative of America's Secretaries of State for all 50 states, officials who are tasked with certifying election. The committee's chairman is Republican Senator Richard Burr.
We're trying to focus on all aspects of it, the aggressive nature of Russia's attempt to hack all the way down to the state level.
According to media reports, federal investigators now believe Russia's penetration of voter rolls and election systems was far more extensive than originally thought. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
Actress and UN Refugee Agency Special Envoy Angelina Jolie says the way people treat refugees, the majority of them women and children, is a measure of humanity. Jolie spoke Tuesday in Kenya to mark World Refugee Day.
The horror of sexual violence is compounded when it is carried out by someone in uniform who has taken an oath to protect. So it is a responsibility of those who wear the uniform to take the lead now. By correcting from within, setting an example, and stepping forward with new commitments.
An Associated Press investigation of UN missions during the past 12 years found nearly 2,000 allegations of sexual abuse and exploitation by peacemakers and other personnel around the world. The Pentagon has confirmed the death of one of Islamic State's leading ideologues in a coalition strike late last month. Turki al-Binali, the group's chief cleric, was killed May 31st in an airstrike in Mayadin, Syria. Al-Binali was central in recruiting foreign fighters to Islamic State and was a close confidant of Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Reports say al-Binali also provided religious justification for the enslavement of hundreds of women from Iraq's Yazidi minority. A suicide car bombing in the Somali capital has killed at least 10 people and injured 18. Militant group al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack on a local administration building in the Wadajir district of Mogadishu. A minibus laden with explosive hit the building about 12:40 p.m. local time when a group of youth and women activists were meeting inside. Rescuers are still looking for survivors. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.